Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Although John Mark is not a major figure in the New Testament, we can learn much by reviewing what the Bible says about him. We first encounter John Mark on the occasion of Peter's release from prison. When the Apostle Peter fully understood that an angel had opened the prison doors, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying, Acts 12:11-12. As the word of God continued to grow, Barnabas and Saul returned to Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled their ministry, they took with them John, whose surname was Mark, Acts 12:24-25. In Paul's view, John Mark had made a mistake in leaving the missionary team at Pamphylia. So when they planned to visit the brethren in the cities where they had preached, Barnabas determined to take John Mark, but Paul did not think it was wise. The contention between the two preachers was so sharp that they decided to separate from one another. Barnabas took John Mark and sailed into Cyprus. Paul took Silas and went through Syria and Cilicia, Acts 15:36-41. In his letter to the Colossians, Paul sent greetings from Aristarchus and John Mark to the church at Colossae. Paul mentions the fact that John Mark and Barnabas were kinsmen. Could that have been one element in the conflict between Paul and Barnabas? I do not know, but I know this. Paul says concerning Mark, "Touching whom you have received commandments, if he come unto you, receive him." Colossians 4:10. If Paul thought Mark should not have been included in the missionary team, he no longer held that view. He sent commandments to the Colossians to receive Mark. He was to be received as a faithful gospel preacher. He was to be given a hospitable reception at Colossae. Paul serves as a powerful example of one who is willing and eager to change his mind about a brother when that brother proves himself. There is a debate among scholars about Paul and Barnabas. Was Paul too harsh and unloving in his rejection of John Mark? Was Barnabas more lenient than he might have otherwise been because he and Mark were kinsmen? Of this, we can be absolutely sure. Whatever the solution to the conflict between these two good men, Paul and John Mark had worked out their differences. Paul graciously recommended John Mark, whom he had previously rejected for the work of preaching. In his second letter to Timothy, Paul expressed great disappointment in the desertion of a man named Demas. Paul commanded Timothy, "Take Mark and bring him with you, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." 2 Timothy 4:10-11. Mark is last mentioned in Paul's short letter to Philemon. Paul urged Philemon to salute Epaphras, Paul's fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. He also encouraged Philemon to salute Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, all of whom were Paul's fellow laborers, Philemon 23:24. I have one other piece of information about Mark I would like to mention briefly. One of the so-called church fathers, a man named Papias, who lived between 60 and 130 A.D., called Mark Peter's interpreter. Scholars are not exactly sure what Papias meant by the word interpreter. It seems to be the consensus of conservative scholarship that Mark traveled with Peter and wrote down what he learned from the apostle. And that became the gospel according to Mark. It seems to me that a careful reading of Mark reflects some of the teaching of 1 Peter. Peter quotes extensively from Isaiah 53. "He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live to righteousness." Thank you for listening. May God bless you.